Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. And today's show, In Touch Interviews with very special guest, Ina Lucas. Ina Lucas helps people break through their biggest relationship, health, and money issues quickly and easily with divine guidance. She channels a collective of non-physical teachers called the Alchemists. Together with the Alchemists, Ina has helped people around the world free themselves from weight issues, phobias, anxiety, parenting problems, financial fears, business blocks, health issues, and more. Ina works one-on-one with clients and creates group workshops to help people dive through their blocks and bring to life the specific gifts that they've been given. Ina's unique approach combines playfulness and levity with laser-focused intuitive skills, allowing people who are ready to create a shift in their life to have fast, fun, life-changing results. She lives and plays in Carlsbad, California, and I would like to welcome her to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Courtney. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I'm excited to have you here. I know that you have an upcoming workshop in Michigan on Sunday that we're all thrilled about at Unity. So let's get started with a little bit about you, your background, and how did you get into channeling at this point?
That's a great question. I guess it honestly wasn't something that I was trying to do. It's something that sort of happened, and not just by chance, but, you know, I've always been on quite a spiritual journey, even since I was, you know, a teenager into the Seth material and Abraham Hicks and all of that. And I actually spent 20 years working in horticulture, and I was a landscape designer. And through that work, without even really realizing it, I was developing a way to sort of get myself out of the way as I was bringing higher guidance in. So the way that I would do that through my landscaping was when I would meet with clients, I would I always knew that they had their non-physical team and I had my non-physical team, and I was just sort of my brain had the encyclopedic knowledge of the plant material, and so I knew that they had their desires and that I didn't want to put my stuff on them. I wanted to bring through what was the ideal, you know, landscape for them. So I just had this process of sort of intuitively, like my body would be guided to know what plants to put where. So yeah, basically, in all of my years of doing landscape design work, I sort of developed an ability to get myself out of the way and allow sort of, you know, guidance to come through me for the benefit of others. And so, and then I became a one command practitioner. So I got trained in how to go into the theta brainwave and help people with their limiting beliefs and really getting to the root, the underlying cause of what their limiting beliefs are. And so I spent a lot of time really going deep with people in that way, working in the realm of theta, brainwave, you know, accessing that higher consciousness mind. And then I met my twin flame, my man, my sweetie, my beloved, and within that first week, I went up into theta doing a one command session for him, and all of a sudden the alchemists just started pouring through. So I think it was kind of, and I wasn't expecting it. I was never one that was going to be like, oh, you know, I want to be a channel. I want to be a professional channel and, you know, close my eyes and do weird movements in front of people. It wasn't actually my choice, but the alchemist just really came through, and I just started channeling for friends initially, and just what was happening was so powerful that,
it was kind of unstoppable. And so it's just, you know, it's a beautiful body of work that they bring through, and they are amazing at really helping people get to the core of their blocks. And so it's just been an onward journey from there.
Well, that is fascinating. And it sounds like it was so natural for you. You know, some people tend to fight spirit or fight that energy, not understanding, but it sounds like you just accepted it and really worked forward with it.
Well, you know, it was an interesting journey, because while the channeling part was incredibly easy for me, the hard part was the journey of coming out of my spiritual closet and doing this for people in a bigger way and doing it professionally. And so, because it was something that you know, like my friends kind of laugh at me when they're like, you and your spiritual closet, but really, you know, cause my friends are all my spiritual woo-woo friends, but it's really like, you know, not something I wanted to do in front of family or, you know, or others, you know, it's just that sort of, being perceived as weird. And then it's just sort of like at one point when I actually, when I really just owned it, when I really just owned that this is a gift that has come to me and I have a very powerful ability in helping people and being in service in such a huge way, that when I finally just took ownership of it and was like, you know, I'm just doing it, you know, in the Alchemist, I'm putting myself out there and really started doing, you know, live workshops and channeling on video and all of that. You know, at first it was so uncomfortable for me, because, you know, when I'm channeling, it's like, you know, the cadence of my voice changes and, you know, I'm physically moving, my hands are being moved, my eyes are closed, and, you know, it's not like, hey, did I sign up for this? be in front of people channeling collective. Even though I love channels myself, it was a journey. So I think, you know, like we're all on our own journeys with, you know, with our, you know, if, I mean, so many of us, and especially those that are, you know, interested in listening to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and these shows, you know, we all have different intuitive gifts. Some of us use them professionally and some of us don't. And then there are those of us that, you know, have this fear of bringing our gifts out into the world from all this, you know, past life, burning at the stake kind of stuff. And so, you know, it's sort of that hero's journey or heroine's journey, where, you know, you get the call, and then, you know, there's just those moments where you resist the call. And so I definitely went through all of that. Like it channeling comes very easily to me, and the love of the work is huge, but it's been for sure, a journey of getting over my own resistance, you know. So, but worth it. No, I can't imagine doing anything else. There's nothing else I would rather do than helping people every day. I mean, it's really the most rewarding work. It's like every day I just get to be deep. And you know, because you do this kind of intuitive work too. I mean, when you're so deeply, you know, engaged with someone's soul, it's an honor and it's a privilege and it's incredibly humbling. And I can't imagine doing anything else, really.
Well, and you know, you're a pillar. I mean, whether you realize it or not, you're not only helping people overcome their personal obstacles, but your story in itself is great for the listeners to hear. You know, for anybody out there that who is dealing with those challenges of stepping forward and kind of coming to that place of acceptance, to that place of the, you know, the greater whole, you know, you're an inspiration for that. So good for you.
Thank you. Yeah, we all have our things that we overcome, and it's interesting because my thing is like I never want to push my stuff on anybody else. You know, I don't like pushing my viewpoints on other people, and so it's been just a very powerful journey in going, you know what, the people, you know, just knowing and trusting that I have my tribe of people who are going to resonate with my work. And there's going to be millions of other people that don't. And none of that matters, because the people that do resonate with my work, that are my tribe, that are the ones, you know, that I really believe are soul contracted to work with me, it's like this amazing space that I can relax into, going, you know what, I just have to be the lighthouse and put that work out there, and those that are a match to it are going to find me, and those that aren't, I'm just saying this because I think so many people can kind of relate to that, you know, fear of being judged or criticized for what you do when it seems fringe or weird in some way. I've just had to let go of all of that, just knowing that I help people on a really deep level, and I'm just here to help the ones that I'm here to help and support, and it's worth it. And what anyone else thinks is just what they think, you know. So, yeah.
It's very true. And I think a lot of listeners can definitely relate. You talked about channeling, and you've mentioned it. You know, for listeners who don't understand, what is channeling? Because I know we have mediumship, and I know that there's, you know, all the clairvoyance, and so many people have heard all these different explanations. What is channeling? You know, what is that process involved for you?
It's a great question, and you know, all these things are sort of not easy to explain, but I would say, so I'm not psychic. I don't see the future, and, you know, I'm not a medium, meaning that I don't necessarily talk directly to dead people. However, I often do get messages from them. So channeling, and people channel in different ways. But essentially I'm receiving blocks of thought that I am translating, you know, through my words. So essentially, there are channels that are conscious during the channeling, and there are channels that are just totally, you know, not in on any of the conversation at all. So there's like a spectrum of how people channel. For me personally, I'm conscious during it, so I'm aware of the conversation that's going on. And essentially, it's like when someone asks a question, it's almost like a download is impressed into me. Like it's like I receive a download that could include visuals, but it's like it is a message transmission that then I am, you know, translating through my own words, but it's really them speaking through me. So you'll hear my voice shift a bit. And so the alchemists are a non-physical collective. It's not one individual. It's a collective consciousness. And I'm essentially translating what's coming through from them. And as I'm in that state, you know, there are, you know, I can sometimes get messages from, I will often get messages from people's guides, or people who have crapped over, you know, if people are asking about that. But it's not about psychic prediction, and it's, what was I going to say about that? And interestingly, I am conscious during it, so I can, you know, I can think while it's happening, and immediately afterwards I can recall what went on in the conversation. But hours later or days later, I have no memory of it. And so, you know, like I'll channel for somebody and it'll be this totally like intense life-changing thing. And I'll talk to them and I'll have no memory of what went down. But I'll be like, I know something really good happened in that session, but I can't remember what it was. And, you know, like I'll have a general sense that, oh, it was about, you know, a health thing or a relationship thing or, you know, a business something. But I won't remember the details until they start telling me the details. And then it's sort of like I get a little tail. It's like I get it, the tail of the memory, and some of it starts to come back. But otherwise, it's just gone. So,
You know, The Alchemist, was that the name that was given to you when you first started channeling, or was that the consciousness that, you know, I think that when a lot of people think of alchemists, they think of those guys who, you know, in the Renaissance are trying to come up with the philosopher's stone.
Yes, turning lead into gold. Well,
yes.
Yes. The name, the name came through. It's not like they have names, right? Like in their non-physical world, it's like in our human world, we want to give names, right? And so that was the name of the collective that sort of came through because of their lineage. Like there's a lot of Egyptian-ish stuff in there, and because of their particular focus, which the way that the alchemists work and how they assist people is by taking them into their emotions. So if you're feeling fear or anger, instead of immediately trying to like pivot or bounce out of it, they actually have you breathe and drop from your head down into your heart and allow yourself to experience the emotion. And then they'll take you deeper into it and deeper into that and deeper into that. So that because what tends to happen is most of us spend most of our life trying to avoid feeling fear or sadness or anger, or there are so many things that we avoid feeling, avoid doing, and we avoid feeling because we're afraid of actually feeling them. And then what happens is we get physical diseases and we stay broke and we are not able to have healthy relationships because we're so afraid of actually allowing ourselves to feel pain, emotional pain. And so the beauty, and I've witnessed this like over and over and over hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, is when you allow yourself to actually go into the emotion and feel it and then come through the other side, it's a fast burn. And you realize that, oh, that's all I was avoiding all these years, is feeling that deep grief, that, you know, that anger. You know, so many people, especially spiritual people, have so much repressed anger in them. And fear and things like that. And so when you allow yourself to actually feel that emotion and go deeper into it, that's where your gold is. It's always right underneath the feelings that you aren't comfortable feeling. It's always right underneath the places that you want to avoid. It's right, like that's where your blind spots are. And when you actually allow yourself to go there, it's just this immense bliss that comes through, and joy and freedom and relief that comes through on the other side. And so it's emotional alchemy that the alchemists work with, by helping you work through your stuff, by going deep that way. And so when you do that, things just happen fast. I mean, you know, I've just watched people, you know, have lifelong allergies or migraines, you know, like, oh my gosh, like, I've had a couple people recently who have had like decades of the severe, like puking, traumatic, can't work migraines that have been in them for generations and their families for generations, like disappear, you know, like getting into. Yeah. I mean, so, and you just have to be willing to go there. And so, you know, typically the people that I work with are people who have really done their work and have, you know, are not new on the block, you know, like they've done a lot of their spiritual work, and there's just that like 10% that's left of those blind spots that we just can't see on our own. You know, it's like we need someone to be there to support us to get to those deeper places that are harder to get to on our own. And so, you know, people who tend to resonate with my work are generally people who have really done a lot of their work, and there's just like something that they can't unravel, they can't unwind, and it's a persistent thing, you know, with their weight or their body or their money or, you know, relationships, whatever it is. And then it's just like peeling that back. And so, you know, things really tend to shift very quickly in that way. Mm-hmm. And we're also just assisted right now, you know, like the energy, like, I mean, the collective consciousness on our planet right now and speeding up of energy as we're, you know, all shifting into a much higher frequency. You know, people are just like flying through their stuff at, you know, quantum speed. It's pretty awesome.
That is true.
And pretty bumpy at the same time.
That is true as well.
We're like, what's going on?
I always tell people it's like a roller coaster ride. You never know when you're going up or down, but either way, you're on the ride.
Exactly. Totally. We are on a definite roller coaster ride right now in a great way. For sure.
Now, how do you work with people independently or, you know, through your workshops and so forth? You know, how does it work to connect with someone and do this for them?
Well, I work with people all over the world simply by phone. So I work one-on-one with people. You know, people can do 30, 60, 90-minute sessions with me, like a Talk to the Alchemist Q&A or a Breakthrough Your Block session where I take people into the theta brainwave and do like DNA unwinding and rewinding kind of deeper cellular work in breakthrough stuff. But they can work one-on-one with me in individual sessions. I also have one of the favorite things that I do is I have a 3-month kick-ass life transformation journey where I work with people one-on-one, sort of like life coaching, only it's much deeper. It's like soul coaching where every week they're working with the alchemists and their guides over the course of 3 months. And that's very powerful. And then I do group programs that people can do from anywhere in the world that are on specific topics. Like I love channeling about money. I love channeling about sex and relationships and different topics. I just finished a course called Leadership from Within, Tapping into Your Internal Power, that was all about how to deal with the current political state of of our country right now, because that's really up in the air for so many people, feeling, you know, there's so much disempowerment and victimhood and anger and everything up in the air with our current administration. And so that was a powerful journey. I'll have the recording for that out very soon. And in April, I'm doing a group workshop on that anyone can join from anywhere in the world on conscious relationships. So I do these you know, special topics because I love to go deep. If there's any word that I would use to describe the work that I do in the channeling, it's very deep. So I really like to have specific topics that we focus on, because when you gather a group of people in a workshop environment on a specific topic, you have all of that concentrated focus that that really allows us to dive into very leading edge material on a specific, you know, from a specific point of focus. And so on those calls, people, you know, can ask the alchemist questions on that topic. And then they always do activations. They do these energy activations that are phenomenal. So there's that way. And then I also do live in-person workshops like I'm doing this weekend in Detroit. where people can come meet with me in person, which I'm very excited about.
Yes, let's talk a little bit more about that event this weekend, because I know we're excited to have you here in Michigan. So what is that event, and what does it entail, and where can people go?
Well, I'm coming to do a series of workshops this weekend, but a couple of them are already sold out. So the one that we're focusing on here is this Sunday, the 26th. I'm doing a workshop called Creating Prosperity from Within, and it's at the Unity of Livonia Church in Livonia. And this is, it's Sunday at 1 o'clock, from 1 to 4:30. And so this is a 3.5 hour workshop that the broader intention of it is on that focus of basically creating prosperity in all areas of your life. And so it will open with the alchemist doing, you know, an opening talk about creating prosperity from within and, you know, tools and techniques. And they're going to do a prosperity activation, and the live activations are so powerful. So they'll be taking us through that. And then we get to open the floor to people's questions. So, so people will have an opportunity to get, I call it the love seat. They'll have an opportunity to get in the love seat with the alchemists, and ask their questions live there. And it's always a phenomenal process, because the alchemists take people so deep, and I always really, really trust in the unfolding in these group workshops, in that people will get their questions answered in ways that they didn't even know they had the questions for. And so what happens in the in that collective process is, when you have a group of people that are so powerfully focused like that, we all take part in the healing and the transformation of the participant that gets in the love seat. And each person, the alchemists really spend time with everyone that gets in the hot seat, because the love seat, because one person unraveling their blocks helps everybody in the room. And even if you think, well, that's not my specific question or problem, in the unfolding of it, everyone in the room experiences deep ahas, and we all have so much in our collective consciousness. We all have lifetimes. Like, we've all been the victim. We've all been the perpetrator. We've all, you know, in all of our lifetimes, we've experienced, you know, richness and poorness and scarcity and starvation and we've all played those roles. And in this lifetime here, we're really going through a process of clearing so much of that from, and transforming so much of that from our systems, as we're really coming into this higher consciousness that we're coming into. And so it's a powerful experience when everyone in the room is really having the release together. I really believe that we are in a time right now where we're just not meant to go through this stuff alone. And while we can, and while it's important for us to all be doing our own work, our own evolution and our own expansion happens so much more quickly when we focus together with other people. We are meant to be connecting with our tribes now, with our soul families, and we are, I think so many people are drawn more and more and more and more to their tribes and to this kind of collective work, because, you know, we are moving from that sort of individualized way of being into more of the collective oneness consciousness. And when you're able to witness someone's transformation, the amount of compassion that comes from within you and the amount of heart opening that happens when you see that, you know, we're all human. We're all human, and we all have elements of the same things going on within us. And, you know, we tend to think, oh, you know, I'm different, or no one else has this particular thing going on. It's just not true. You know, and I, as I'm sure you witnessed too, it's like in the work that you do, it's, while we all have different flavors of different scenarios going on, really at the core of it is this commonality of human experience where, you know, we don't feel worthy, we don't feel lovable, we don't feel good enough. And, you know, it all comes from these deeper childhood experiences that we had that sort of caused a belief system in us that caused the whole unfolding of our lives in different forms of, you know, limiting thought that made us think that we're a certain way. And now we're just entering into this time of really awakening to who we really are, to that truth of who we are, and all of those stories are falling away. And we each have our own stories, but they're all so similar, really, at the root of it all. So
I would definitely agree with you.
Yeah. And when you're, you know, and a lot of this is like we're letting go of ego, you know, we're letting go of separation, of thinking that we're these individuals with these unique things. And when you really start to unhook from your ego, it's really quite humbling to see that, you know, we're all really in this together in such a big way. And yeah, it's like your heart just starts opening. So I would say going back to Sunday's workshop, just it's a very heart opening experience to be in the room. And when I'm channeling, you know, the alchemists, there are transmissions that are coming through me from them. So it's like my frequency, my vibration is just heightened while I'm channeling. And there are activations and, you know, energy transmissions going on. And so really, I mean, any workshop I've done, it's like by the end of the workshop, everyone's just sort of floating. It's like your heart's more open. You're more connected to the love that you are. You know, there's just, it's, you know, just part of an awakening process of coming, you feel more at home in who you are, and you feel lighter. And I mean, every workshop has life-changing experiences in the hot seat where someone, you know, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've had people come back to me and say, you know, that one question in the love seat changed everything, you know, my finances, my lifetime illness disappeared, or, you know, I'm lighter, I'm happier, my depression is gone, you know, it's just, it's an amazing experience. It really is.
Now, if anybody is interested in participating in the event on Sunday, how can they go about doing that?
You can get tickets on my website. So if you go to inalukas.com, I-N-A-L-U-K-A-S, you'll see events on the top menu, and you can scroll down to the Michigan Immersion Weekend, and you can register for tickets there. And I think on this radio page, I think there's a link to that page too on Body, Mind, Spirit on this page. They can link directly. But yeah, so that's the easiest way is to go there, inalukas.com. Just look under events and the Michigan Immersion Weekend. And so you can get your tickets in advance or at the door too.
It sounds like it's going to be a very powerful experience. I hope our listeners do take advantage of the fact that you're here in Michigan. I know we have listeners all over the world, but I do hope that those that are local definitely take advantage of this opportunity to participate. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And the best part is the hugs. I'm a total I'm a hugger, and I don't let people go. And so that's the thing that you don't get when you work over the phone with me is these big heart transmission hugs, because like I just, you know, it's like the transmissions come through me when I'm hugging people. So it's just, you know, it's kind of a love fest. Everyone's just so wonderful at these events. And and there's actually, we're having a little Alchemy of Connection potluck on Saturday night from 5 to 7. And if people are interested in that, they can email me and contact me about that. But I really love connecting with people in person, and I'm going to be doing more live workshops around the country. So also, if you're not in Detroit and you want me fly into your city, just connect with me, because I'm going to be doing more live workshops around the country. Potluck Saturday night, just because I love connection. I love being with people in person, and it's nice to be able to connect outside of the channeling workshops too. And it's just great to bring our tribes together, you know, like we just need to gather together, you know, people of like mind and like spirit, you know, any, just meeting somebody that you never know the synchronicities and serendipities that can happen when you, you know, gather together in that kind of social environment with people that are on the same page as you. So I'm always up for the magic.
Awesome. Well, I know that our listeners are patiently waiting. So, and I know that they want to hear an example of what you do. And I know that I told you that I would volunteer for that.
Yes, I love that. Brave and bold, Courtney.
What is that? I seen that quote the other day that somebody had to volunteer in the family to be a witch, and I decided to do it, and I'm the best at it. And I laughed, and I thought, yep, that's me. I'm always the volunteer.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, well, I love that you're the volunteer. So we'll go there.
So the way that I bring the alchemists in is through breath. And I always actually bring people in through breath with me, because that's really one of the fastest ways to tap into your inner guidance is through breath. Respiration is spirit. So I'm just going to take us in through a breathing process here, and then I'll breathe for a couple moments and the alchemists will come in. So,
okay.
And everyone can breathe along with us, because everyone comes in deeper as they connect in this way. So close your eyes and take a nice deep breath in and exhale. So you just allow yourself to drop into this moment as you take a nice deep breath in and exhale. You just allow the weight of the world to roll off of your shoulders as you take a nice deep breath in, filling your lungs completely, and exhaling as you release the air from your lungs completely. Inhaling and exhaling. You just allow your body to soften and relax. And relax and soften. And soften and relax as you continue to breathe slowly, deeply. And with each exhale, just allow yourself to open up. Open up. Open up to receiving the messages, the transmissions, the downloads that you are most ready to receive here today. I'm going to breathe for a couple moments as I bring the crew, and as I do, just continue to breathe consciously, connecting into your guides and setting your intentions for whatever you'd like to get out of this session, and just asking your guides to bring through whatever it is that is of greatest service to you here today.
Thank you.
Well, we are extremely pleased to be with you here today. And we are very appreciative of you allowing us to come through here on your radio show here today. And we are happy to chat with you, dear one, about whatever it is you would like to chat about. What's coming up on your heart?
I don't know if you can give me any guidance. Me and my husband are currently trying to adopt, and we don't know if there's any obstacles that are blocking this situation at this point.
Excellent. Wonderful. So, we want you to just close your eyes here and take a nice deep breath into your heart. Just breathing down into your body, connecting in to your heart center, just dropping out of your head with this and just dropping in to that heart-centered place, connection. And as you're breathing there, just begin to think about the adoption process. Just feeling it in that heart space. We want you to just breathe there, really breathe into it. And just feel into what feelings and emotions are coming up there. Just feeling into what comes up in terms of being a mom, becoming a parent. For you there.
A lot of anxiety and a lot of fear.
Yes. Okay, let's go into that fear. So we want you to just keep breathing down into your heart here. Just really being in your body with this, dropping down. It's not about thought. We just want you to feel that fear that's there. Just allowing yourself to experience what you're feeling there. And as you breathe deeper into it, what's coming up for you?
The fear of loss.
Of loss. Okay, so keep breathing there. Just breathing down into that fear of loss. Fear of loss. Fear of losing someone, something. Just breathing into that fear of heartbreak. What's coming up for you as you're breathing there?
It's kind of hard to describe. It's almost like I fear the loss if we don't win, if we don't get her, if it doesn't go in our favor. But then I also feel like we're right. We're doing the right thing, not to back down, not to stop. So it's almost like a confliction of emotions.
Okay, so keep dropping down in, breathing into that space. Just breathing into that feeling of conflicted emotions, fear of losing her, also knowing you're doing the right thing. But we want you to breathe more deeply into that fear of losing her. What's coming up for you as you go there?
I almost feel like this sense of abandonment, this sense of like reflecting some of my own abandonment issues into my own fear of losing this. It's almost
good.
Like it coincides.
Yeah, okay, good. So let's breathe there. Just dropping down in and just feeling that feeling of loss, of abandonment. Just feeling the fear and the sadness around that. What are you experiencing as you go there?
I'm actually feeling senses of anger, which is interesting to me because I didn't realize that I was angry.
Okay, good. Good, 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 good. Okay, so let's breathe there. Let's go into that anger. Just breathing into feeling that anger coming up. And as you're breathing there, where's it coming from? Is there an experience or a memory?
My father. My father didn't want anything to be, he didn't want to be part of my life. He walked away from my mom when she got pregnant with me.
Excellent. Okay. So breathe there into that anger towards your father. Just breathing into, how could you not want anything to do with me? How could you do that to me? How could you do that to my mom? How could you do that to us? What's coming up for you there?
I actually have this specific memory that keeps coming up, and it
Good.
Was the last memory that I had of him before he died.
How old were you?
I was 16 at the time.
Okay.
And he decided that he wanted to try to be part of my life, and it's the last memory I ever have of him telling him he didn't get that choice. He didn't get that option. And then he passed shortly after.
Okay. So just tune into your 16-year-old self. We want you to really just go there into that memory of being there with him and having him expressing that he wants to be in your life. And how does 16-year-old Courtney feel?
Ticked.
Yeah. What does she want to say to him? What is she feeling? What does she want to express?
It's too late. It's why now? You know, now that I'm grown, I'm older. You know, where have you been all these years? Why didn't you care? Why weren't you around? Why weren't you there for anything? And now you want to be around for everything that is my future. There's so many things.
Yes. It feels like she really wants to yell. Like there's just a deep there. It's almost like there's just a volcano of emotion that wants to erupt out. It's like in each day of those 16 years, on a subconscious and conscious level, it's like there was this stored resentment and anger and hurt and abandonment that just kept building up.
Yes.
We feel a volcano in you, dear one. We feel that this, where that 16-year-old Courtney just needs to let rip because the hurt, it's like the hurt is so big. The anger comes from huge hurt. it's not fair. It's there's victimhood in there, just feeling like, how could you do this to me? You did this to me, and then you want in. You did this to me, and then you want in. We just want you to breathe there. Breathe into all that she's feeling there, because it's big, it's big, it's big, it's big, it's big, it's big, it's big. It's like Cali energy of just volcano of anger and resentment wanting to come out, and we are happy to just... There's so much anger, there's so much hurt, so much resentment, so much powerlessness, dear one, that what we want to say to that dear teenage Courtney is how freaking powerful she is. We want you to get how powerful you are. And there is a lifetime of feeling disempowered, of not having a father that loved you and wanted you and was there for you, that we just get the energy. Just keep breathing here, because we feel that energy of not being wanted, of not being special, of not receiving a father's love. I did not. I got cheated out of receiving my father's love. Got cheated out of that. It's not fair. It is not fair. All she wanted was her father's love. Be loved and accepted by her father. We're feeling him coming in. And he's like, there's not much that he can do to make up for it in the physical. However, there is a massive stream of unconditional love that is coming from him to you from non-physical. And you have every right and every reason to be mad at him and to release anger towards him. And he wants you to know that he can take it. And he would appreciate it if you let loose around that and really just let rip with it. And he will hold you. He will support you through that release. And that there is a much bigger and deeper healing that's available to you here, and that he's quite excited for you on your journey of parenthood, because of all that you experienced in your childhood and those feelings of abandonment. It's actually going to make you a far more phenomenal mother, because of your love and presence for that dear daughter that's coming to you. And there is a deeper healing here, and we are aware of time. So we want you to know that you're already here in deep release, and moving forth, there is a wonderful release in healing, feeling this anger, releasing it, and allowing your father from his non-physical magnificence to be there in spirit with you, healing that deeper wound. He wants to work with you from non-physical in healing the wound that he created in physical.
I can respect that and I can understand that.
Yes. And again, he wants you to know you have every right to be angry. There's no denial of that.
Well, thank you.
Yes. And we are aware of the time here on this, but just know that this was a deep opening that you are able to go deeper with, and we are happy to support you more in any way. We'll be with you on Sunday, and well done, dear one. Very, very well done.
Well, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it. And that was just a powerful experience. I hope that the listeners did get something from that experience like I did. And I want to thank you so much for letting me interview you.
Yes. Yes. And now I'm back too. Oh, honey, that was so good. Oh, my God. Wow. Wow. Thank you so much for going there. That was really big.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. I greatly appreciate it. It definitely gave me a lot to think about.
Well, that's the thing. You know, people ask one question and, you know, you think you're asking about adoption, and all of a sudden it's this major deeper healing that's underneath it. And that's generally the way that it goes, is you don't know what you're asking, how deep, where it will take you, but it'll take you where you need to go. And that's for sure.
Well, definitely. And I greatly appreciate the opportunity. And like I said, I hope the listeners are, you know, had that experience as well and were able to take from it as well. So thank you so much for allowing me to partake, and thank you so much for allowing me to interview you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Courtney. I can't wait to hug you on Sunday.
Awesome. And I wish you the best of luck, and hopefully I'll be able to talk to you again in the future. And we would love to have you again on radio.
Oh, I would love that. Yes, anytime.
Awesome. Well, best of luck, and hopefully I will see you on Sunday.
All right. Thank you, Courtney. Big love to you and to everyone out there. Hope to see everybody Sunday.
Yes, thank you very much. If you're just tuning in, you're tuning in with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and In Touch Interviews. I just had the wonderful opportunity to interview Ina Lucas and partake with her and the Alchemists. If you did not get to listen to this show live, you can go to BodyMindSpiritRadio.com and go to In Touch Interviews, and you can listen to the whole thing from the start. If you would like more on her upcoming event this Sunday, go to her website, InaLucas.com. That's InaLucas.com, and it's on her page, and you can also purchase tickets in advance. They'll also offer tickets at the door. So until next time, have a wonderful evening, and thank you.